I speak to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel has many themes, and one of the key ones that we'll explore in the next few moments is political power and prophetic faith, and the battle between the two of those, between John the Baptist and King Herod. But before we get there, let me try and place a context for the homily today. Yesterday, it was decided by some of our friends and my spouse that it would be a great day to go jet skiing. This is an event that I've never explored before, but it's a wonderful study in human behavior when you're not screaming in fear on the back of the jet ski. We'll get there in a minute. I was watching the people unloading their boats, and there were four lanes of traffic, for lack of a better term, and they were coming and going, and this is, as many of you know, quite a process, because you need to back the truck as well as the trailer into the water, preferably most of the trailer and not so much of the truck. And as they back in to unload the jet skis or the boats, this is happening at quite an incredible pace. And so people are having to make quick decisions. Quick decisions. Dare I say, at some risk. Now, my favorite episode of the whole day was the guy that decided that it would be better if his truck went in before the trailer. You really can't go into the dock forward first. All kinds of things are going to go wrong. And when you realize halfway down the dock that you're going in the wrong way, one of two things is true. You have already enjoyed a couple of drinks, or you're distracted somehow. And again, it's making quick decisions in the midst of dangerous moments. Well, despite the fact I found the whole thing rather entertaining, please be assured that I hadn't tried it myself, nor did I have the guts to do so. I tend to be one of those people that makes decisions slowly, cautiously. And that's not because I'm especially bright, and those who know me well know it's not because I'm especially bright. It's because I've been burned so often over 30 years that I've learned how important it is to be cautious and careful. Sometimes when I'm not sure I can be that, I surround myself in people that are cautious and careful. Now be assured that I also surround myself in those who dream, those who have great expectations of the future, huge hope in the midst of the kingdom. But there's a balance. So I try not to make quick decisions. In the gospel today, it's exactly what we saw happening, Herod trying to make quick decisions. Now, before we make this guy look like an idiot, let's understand the pressure that he was under. He had tremendous political power that danced on the edge of a pin. Anything could go wrong at any minute, and he could easily be removed from power. In our contemporary world, we call that midnight assassinations. Nothing's changed in 2,000 years. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to please everybody, and I'm going to apologize up front because this is really going to sound bad, but I need to give it my best effort. He's trying to keep his wife happy. He's trying to keep his daughter happy. And anybody in this room today and beyond that has both a spouse and children know how difficult that is, particularly if they don't even agree with each other. And if they do agree, you're outnumbered. He's trying to balance healthy relationships. He's trying not to manipulate the people around him. He's being intentional, and he is well aware of the voice of John the Baptist, and he's not only engaged by that voice, but he believes that it has tremendous value in his life. Meanwhile, John the Baptist, having all the intentions of a prophetic faith announces to the king that his marriage is at very best inappropriate. Now I'll tell you, that'll get anybody angry. But Herod's wife's furious. And pardon the term, she wants his head. And all of that is lingering in the background. Why Herod is trying to do his job, trying to please his family, trying to please his advisors, trying to do the right thing in the middle of a lustful need for power. Not just to get power, but to keep power. And some will tell you, if you think it's hard to get there, try and stay there. These are the great challenges that Herod has. And so as the story unfolds, his daughter shows up and dances for him. It's a great celebration. Everyone's in a good mood, at least it appears that way. And he says to his lovely daughter, "You can have anything you want. I love you so much. Whatever you want, Daddy will make sure you get it." Well, and she's not quite sure, and she is probably a teenage girl, and she goes to her mom for advice. And her mom seizes the moment and says, "Tell your daddy, I want the head of John the Baptist." But Herod made the final decision, you know. And in the moment, in that passionate moment of trying to keep everybody happy, in that passionate moment of trying to please everyone around, he lost himself in order to find their favor. This isn't an uncommon experience for you and I. Trying to please everybody else and losing ourselves in the midst. Now, some of our mistakes certainly aren't as historic as Herod's were. Here we are 2,000 years later still talking about the day he messed up big time. But he made an instant decision in the midst of crisis. He didn't think about it. He didn't process it. He didn't get advice and counsel. But in order to please everybody around him, he had John the Baptist killed. Now let's explore John the Baptist for a minute. This is an interesting character. He is passionately obedient to God, and he is trying to share the good news with the people around him. And he finds himself in the same situation that a historic saint once did. Some of you will remember St. Stephen, found himself in a situation where he kept preaching, kept talking, kept preaching, and no matter how many times anybody warned him that he needed to, pardon the phrase, shut up, he just kept on going. I was reminded on St. Stephen, the night of my ordination, when my father came and said to me, "Stephen, remember, St. Stephen was killed because he didn't know when to shut up." Sometimes we just talk when we get nervous, talk when we get anxious, talk when we get angry, talk when we get frustrated, and we talk ourselves into all kinds of trouble. Remember that John the Baptist was not perfect. We believe there was an anointing on his life. We believe that he was a holy man. But I have a question for your consideration. And quite frankly, this might keep you up tonight. Is there any chance at all, that his love-hate relationship with Herod's wife and daughter was more complex than we know? What kind of ego did John the Baptist have? Do we know for sure? No. Commentaries contradict each other all the time on this one. We really don't know that much about John the Baptist. But what we do know is, in the midst of his prophetic faith utterances, there were also moments that he got himself in all kinds of trouble. Now, the relationship between Herod and John the Baptist is also quite complex because Although Herod finds the situation extremely frustrating, he likes John the Baptist. He respects him. He is even intrigued by his message, although he has not yet accepted it. How do we know that for sure? Because Scripture says that when speaking about Jesus, Herod wondered if it was John the Baptist risen again. Why would that matter to him? Is it possible that Herod considered that if he heard the message again, he may be so engaged as to believe? These are the questions that Scripture leave us. What is absolutely clear as the story unfolds is we cannot take our finger and point at someone else in any of these circumstances or any other, because as my child once pointed out to me, when you point one finger in the other direction, all the other fingers are pointed back at oneself. You see, there is a little John the Baptist, a little Herod, a little of the daughter, a little of his wife, in every single one of us. It is the human nature as we struggle with good and evil. It is the struggle as we struggle with power and authority and control. It is the story that every one of us struggles with when we make immediate, decisive, profoundly impactful decisions without thinking and praying about it. So if there would be a gentle invitation, when placed in a situation this week where someone wants an immediate decision from you that you know will have an impact on many others, could I encourage you to take today's story and Herod's experience and his daughter's experience and his wife's experience and even John the Baptist and pause and pray before you proclaim a decision? Something to pray about. God bless.